Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this day. I praise God for your ability to spend these next few minutes with me. And with the Lord's help, we are going to share the final message or aspect in this series on afflictions in the life of a Christian. And we've covered a very broad area. We've learned a lot of things these last 5 weeks or so. And that is, let me just summarize very briefly, through affliction, the love and power and faithfulness of God is demonstrated. And of course, we've learned about spiritual warfare and our response to what happens or what is going on and what we should do. We see the power and faithfulness of God in so many ways, but we understand that afflictions are used for the glory of God. They actually promote the furthering of the gospel. We've seen that historically. They render us fruitful in good works, and they're used in bringing blessings in circumstances in our lives and to purify us spiritually. The chastening of the Lord, we spent about a week on that, convinces us of sin, it humbles us, and, of course, it exercises patience. It leads us to a confession of sin and to seek God in prayer, to turn us close to God again and keeping us from departing again from His ways, and also how to minister to others who are in affliction, going through difficult times. We've looked at that work which occurs in our own lives externally, in circumstances, as well as internally within our own heart. But today, we're going to broaden the scope of our understanding to include afflictions in relationship to our fellowship and our communion with the Lord. And this, beloved, to understand what God is doing, this is at the very heart of understanding the troubles, the trials, and the heartaches that we go through. So let me just ask you, because I know this has been the last several years have been very difficult in general for the saints of God. Let me ask, what are the effects of your battles upon your personal relationship with the Lord? Now, this is a very telling question, because I've known over the years there are those who have gone through times of great crisis, and basically they were so distressed, they were so upset that their prayer wasn't answered the way they had hoped or expected, that they basically turned away from God. They stopped serving God. And so we have to understand all sickness, all disease, all trouble, all heartache, all afflictions basically are used of the enemy, not only because he hates us, to lie, to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but also to wound the heart of our Lord. And there are times all these evil things don't originate from God, but because we are still yet in a fallen world, even as God's children, the Lord will allow them at times, and He uses them for good. You know that wonderful scripture, all things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to His purpose. So if all things work together for good, then I guess that would include afflictions and trials and troubles. Remember what Jesus said regarding the first commandment, what it was in Mark 12 and 30. He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength." So we have learned that afflictions are very helpful. They're beneficial by teaching us the will of God. Now, there are, you know, this is talking about afflictions. People don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear about battles and troubles. They want to hear about blessing and prosperity and the good life. Well, God certainly has that for us, but there are seasons in our lives that the saints are appointed to affliction. There's a scripture that I shared, I think it was last week. But listen to this, Psalm 119:71. The psalmist says, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." Isaiah 26:9 says, "With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness." And we can always use the parallel of a natural parent. If a natural parent is not willing to discipline the child, well, then that child is not going to grow up to be a responsible, happy, healthy person as far as character. And so if a good natural parent would do that with a child lovingly and with a deliberation, then how much more will our Heavenly Father do the same to us? And of course, sometimes we simply may not know or understand God's dealings. And why? Because He wants us to walk by faith. And He's not going to tell us everything. And sometimes even when He tells us something, we still don't get it. So what can we pray? What can we pray? Well, again, let me give examples from the Word of God. In Job 34:32, "That which I see not, teach thou me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more." And a couple scriptures from the Psalm 27:11, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path." I've always loved that scripture. Not one that's easy to follow. May not be as far as our flesh is concerned, but it's clear in terms of the way of God, what He desires. So, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies." And beloved, sometimes we have natural enemies. We don't war against flesh and blood, but there are times people rise up against us, and obviously that's just what we have to learn, to be able to pray for our enemies and those who despitefully use us. Psalm 143:10 says, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness." So we want God. We want to know His ways. As for God, His ways are perfect. So let us, you know, not be discouraged or disheartened when we're going through hard times or if we're in the time of chastening of the Lord, because good is going to come out of it. And now let's go on. So we understand that afflictions are important in teaching us the will of God, which is revealed in Scripture. And secondly, afflictions are used of the Lord in trying our faith as well as our obedience. Think about this. What's a more beautiful example than in Genesis 22:1-20? And the King James says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham." Better word used there is test. He was testing him. And I trust you remember the story of Abraham. He and Sarah, his wife, were childless, yet God was promising a child. That went on for several decades. Nothing happened. And then, of course, human intellect came into play, and Sarah suggests that Abraham should take Hagar to wife, and Ishmael was born as a result of that union. But listen to this. Let me show the Amplified Translation. After these events, God tested and proved Abraham. And do you remember the story of Isaac? The Lord told him, after waiting all this time, they finally had a son of their own, Abraham and Sarah. The Lord said, Ishmael will not be your heir, but Isaac will, and a child that will come out of your own loins. And after the child had grown to some extent, then the Lord says, I want you to go to a certain mountain, and I want you to sacrifice him to me as a burnt offering. And listen to what in verse 12 is said. And he said, this is the angel of the Lord calling Abraham from heaven. And most scholars believe the angel of the Lord is indicated to be the Lord Jesus. The word was, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you revere and fear God, since you have not held back from me or begrudged giving to me your son, your only son. And a parallel scripture found in Hebrews 11 and 17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. So, beloved, God sometimes will allow the afflictions to see how sincere, how serious we are in serving God. He will try our faith and he will try our obedience. Well, I see my time is gone and it's been a delight to be able to share what I have, but we'll continue right on tomorrow. And if you're listening on air, we will continue on at the same time, Monday through Friday, we're heard on this station. And of course, if you miss or want to rehear a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveiledchrist.org. You may click on the broadcast and listen to them at any time at your convenience. I love you, and I am praying earnestly for my partners as well as for my radio family, even if you've never written, because if you start listening for any length of time, I'm praying God to do that work in your life. And even if perhaps this is the first time you're listening, I hope the Lord has blessed you, because my heart's desire is to see all of us come, as Ephesians said, into the measure of the stature of a perfect man under the measure of Jesus Christ. I love you. Thank you for writing. Thank you for your prayers. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.